ready for the judgment day? That's a good question, isn't it? Only you can answer that. And if this time finds you unprepared, we hope that in just a few moments, you'll make your life in such of a nature that you can go away and know that all things are ready. We're glad you're here today. It's been a good day. I've enjoyed it. Hope that you have too. It's always good to be together, isn't it? I want to talk to you for just a few moments about ways to be involved. I heard a lady recently say, I'm very involved in my church. I'm in the choir. I'm part of the praise dance team. And I beat the drums. Driving down Margaret, I saw a church that had on its sign a basketball tournament. And so if a person wanted to be involved in that church, he might organize a sporting event or he might play basketball. Richard was telling me he saw a place that had breakfast this morning. So a person being involved in that church might be involved in the kitchen, right? In cooking and cleaning. It got me to thinking about ways to be involved in the church. You know, it's interesting how there are those who are very involved in denominational churches, in food, fun, and frolic, and at the same time there may be some members of the church who do very little. Maybe about all they do is to warm an occasional seat. And that's sad, isn't it? That you've got folks out here in error that are zealous and they're active and they're involved. And you've got some members of the church who fail to realize the importance of what they have and not be involved. The scriptures indicate that the Lord expects me to be involved. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58, Paul, upon pointing out some resurrection truths, came to this conclusion. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye. And by the way, be ye means be me. Right? And be you. What's he want me to be? Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That can't be said about most things, can it? Most of what you and I set our hands to in this life is all for naught. It really doesn't make any difference. But what matters is what we do in the Lord is not in vain. It's worth something. It's valuable. And that ought to inspire me to be steadfast, to be unmovable, and to be always abounding in the work of the Lord. Those are words that need to describe each one of us. How steadfast are we? Are we movable or unmovable? Can we be depended upon? What about when it comes to abounding in the work of the Lord? And then another involvement passage would be when Paul penned these words to the Ephesians in chapter 4 and verse 16. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Notice he talks about every joint supplying and the effectual working of every part. As a part of the body, I need to work. I need to supply my part. Think about your physical body. It's pretty important that all these parts supply and joints function, right? Suppose your right arm just decided, I'm not going to work today. I'm not going to do my part. Kind of handicap you, wouldn't it? Your left one would have to work overtime to do not only its part, but the part of the right. And that's the way it is in the body of Christ when there are those who refuse to be involved, who don't do their part. Others have to step up and do not only what they're supposed to, but try to fill in the gaps the best they can. Let me suggest to us some ways that you and I can be involved in the local church. There are lots of involvement opportunities. You might like to make a list of these. First of all, you can be involved by taking part in Bible study. Bible classes are conducted Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock and Wednesday nights at 7 for all ages. It's a good opportunity for us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we're commanded to do in 2 Peter 3:18. And as Peter said in 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. That's important. And so one good way to be involved is to bring your Bible and come take part in searching the Scriptures with us Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. I tell you, a second way you can be involved is to participate in worship. The church assembles for worship every Lord's Day. The door's always open. Sunday mornings at 11 and Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock. You can be involved by joining and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, Ephesians 5:19. Discerning the Lord's body as we eat the bread and drink the cup in remembrance of Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:29. By giving bountifully and cheerfully as God loves, 2 Corinthians 9:6 and 7. By being attentive to the Word as it's read and as it's preached. As Paul said, preach the Word, 2 Timothy 4:2. And he did until midnight in Acts 20 and verse 7. You can be involved by engaging in prayer unto God, as the church was found praying in Acts 12 and verse 5. And there are many opportunities for the young and old alike to be involved by leading singing, as Andrew did so well tonight, by making announcements, leading prayer, reading the Scriptures, and serving at the Lord's table. Somebody say, how can I be involved? Take part in Bible study. Participate in worship. Another way you might like to be involved is by helping out around the building. You know, the command to assemble requires an assembling place. Right? The Lord said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Hebrews 10:25. In order to obey that, we've got to have a place. And He has not bound the place, and so we are at liberty to meet wherever is suitable. We're fortunate to have a nice meeting place, aren't we? And thankful for each one who's been involved in making this available. It's the result of a lot of hard work on your part. And there are always things that need to be done around the meeting place, aren't there? It's kind of like a house. Those of you that have a house of your own, you realize you've always got something that needs to be done, right? Maybe the roof needs some attention. You've got things that need to be seen about. Well, that's true with the meeting place too, isn't it? There's times when it needs some attention. There are items that you could donate to help out with that. There's a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board that you could be involved by donating items. You could help in the cleaning of the building. That's done on a volunteer basis. There's a sign-up sheet where you can sign up to help clean the building. You could help mow the grass. The grass is going to need to be cut, isn't it? Maybe that's something you could do. You're looking for a way to be involved. You might trim the shrubs or water the flowers or help with removing the snow in the winter as the snow falls. That needs to be shoveled and cleared. And we kind of sometimes expect to come in and the building to be neat and tidy and all things to be taken care of, but somebody has to do that, don't they? Somebody needs to see about that. And if you're looking for a way to be involved in the local church, that's something you can do, isn't it? To help out around the building. I'll tell you another way you can be involved is by helping prepare the communion. The Sunday communion is composed of two elements, right? Unleavened bread and fruit of the vine, as instituted by the Lord in Matthew 26, 26 to 29. That's prepared by the members here on an individual basis. There's a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board. If you'd like to be involved in that, you can do that. The bread is made by the ladies. Some places you go, they don't do that. They just have like crackers that they break. It's nice that the ladies here are able to make that. It shows a little extra care, doesn't it? By their doing that and do such a good job of it. you could be involved in helping with that. Maybe you'd like to make the bread, prepare the cup. It's something you can do as we eat the bread and drink the cup in remembrance of our Lord. 1 Corinthians 11, 24 through 26. But another way that you can be involved in the local church is by joining in the men's participation service. Next Sunday, be the first Sunday of the month, right? And the first Sunday afternoon of each month is set aside as a men's participation service in which all of the male members are encouraged to take part by leading a song, leading prayer, doing a scripture reading, making a short talk on a Bible subject, serving at the table, making announcements, whatever you choose to do. It's a good opportunity to grow. Maybe try something this next Sunday that you've not done or not done in a while. Maybe you've not made a Bible talk on a subject. How about this week, thinking of a topic you might talk about just for a minute or two? Put some scripture with that and present that. It's a good opportunity to do that. Maybe you've not led singing. Be a good time to do that. Pick you out a song to lead. Maybe you've not read scripture. Be a good time to do that, to pick out a scripture reading. It's a good way to be involved, isn't it? You know, there's some places you go, you never have opportunity to be involved that way. There are those who would not give you the opportunity. But you've got lots of opportunities here, don't you? And I appreciate that and hope you do too. I'll tell you another way you can be involved is by sharing in the ladies' Bible class. Each first Sunday afternoon of the month, there's a ladies' Bible class. It's at 2 o'clock. There'll be one next Sunday, Lord willing. It'll be in the first Sunday of the month. Taught by one of the ladies. It's a good way to be involved. Maybe you'd like to be involved by attending that. You know, the Bible talks about the older women teaching the younger women. And that's important. Women are to be teachers of good things. And how the Bible puts emphasis on things that the young ladies need to learn and need to know. Read Titus 2 sometime and find out what it is that God wants a young lady to know and to be and to do. And those things need to be taught. You can learn about that in participating in the ladies' Bible class. Maybe you'd like to teach that. You could equip yourself to do that. A seventh way that you and I can be involved in the Lord's work is by seeing about the needs of other members. We all have needs, don't we? And we need to see about each other from time to time. In Romans chapter 12, verses 13 and 15. Paul said distributing to what? The necessity of saints. And then he said, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. How long has it been since you did some distributing? When there are those who have need. What about rejoicing with those that rejoice, or weeping with those that weep? And then in 1 Corinthians 12, 25, he said that the members should have the same care one for another. You can be involved by showing your care. And there are lots of ways you can do that, right? It'd be a good exercise for us to think of ways we can show care for each other, to let each other know how much we care. In Matthew 25, 34, the Lord said, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. We can distribute, rejoice, and weep, and we can give meat, give drink, take in, clothe, visit, and come unto our brethren. Good ways of being involved, aren't they? In James 1:27, James talked about pure religion. Remember what he said about that? Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. What is this, James? To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Pure religion includes visiting, which means to look after the needs of others. As the song says, oh, the love we can give if we try. You can be involved by seeing about the needs of other members. Another good way that you and I can be involved is by setting a good example in the community. There are lots of bad examples around, aren't there? Folks need a good example, a role model, somebody they can look to, that they can respect. We can provide that. In Matthew 5 and verse 13, Jesus said, "Be the salt of the earth." Remember what use salt that's lost its savor serves? It's good for road dust, basically. To be trodden underfoot of men. Don't let your salt lose its savor. Let's be the preserving influence of the world. Also, in Matthew 5:14, as you think about your example, he talked about being the light of the world. Not to put your light under a bushel, but on a candlestick that all may see, and how that a city set on the hill cannot be hid. Writing to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 3:2, Paul talked about us being an epistle, that is a letter, known and read of all men. That's important, isn't it? That we be that epistle. And then Timothy was told in 1 Timothy 4:12, be an example of the believers. Just how am I to do that, Paul? In word, that's what you say, your speech. In conversation, that's how you live, how you behave, how you conduct yourself. In charity, how you love, the things you love and don't love. In spirit, that has to do with your attitude, your disposition. In faith and in purity, 1 Timothy 4:12. How could I be involved? By setting a good example in the community. I'll tell you another way we can be involved, and that is by encouraging our brethren. You ever need encouragement? We all do, don't we? We are taught in Hebrews 3:13, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin is deceitful. It'll fool you, right? And what happens is folks are being deceived and hardened through sin. And if we're not careful, they can become so hardened that it's difficult to penetrate their heart, isn't it? Don't wait till it's too late. He said, exhort one another when? Daily. Think about that. Every day, I need to try to encourage. Have you thought about that? You may just help somebody win the crown by your encouragement. I'll tell you another way that you and I can be involved. And that is we can be involved by inviting folks to the services. Remember the woman of Samaria who went to the well to draw water, and while there she met up with the Messiah for whom she had been looking? She said, "I know that Messiah cometh who will tell us all things." And Jesus said, "I am He." What a moment in time for this woman. And having found the Messiah, she left her water pot and she went her way into the city, and she said to the men of the city, "Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" John 4 and verse 29. That word "come" is a powerful word within our vocabulary that can incite people to come and make a difference in their lives. In John chapter 4 and verse 30, as she said "come," the Bible says they went out of the city and came. And I like verse 39, which informs us that many of the Samaritans of that city believed on Him. Why did they believe on the Lord? For the saying of the woman, she said "come," they came, and they believed. You know how all that started? With an invitation. And you can do it too. You can be involved by saying "come." We've got some handy cards that you can pass out as you say "come." Another way that you can be involved, number 11. You can be involved by setting up a home Bible study. Most people that are baptized today are baptized as the result of a home Bible study. I'd like to encourage you to think of those you know, maybe those within your own family, maybe next door neighbors, maybe people that you've worked with, gone to school with, friends of yours. Invite them into your home for a Bible study. You might say, I'd like for us to get together and talk about some things the Bible teaches. Which night would be best for you, Tuesday night or Thursday night? Don't say, you wouldn't want to have a study with me, would you? Don't put that in a way where they can say no, just they have to say Tuesday or Thursday. And I'll be happy to come and teach that if you'll set that up. You think about the people that you know. There are all kind of resources, all kind of contacts, aren't there? How about we get together and go by and pay them a visit? Knock on their door. You can introduce me to them. I want you to meet somebody. And we can give a little personal invite to come. Ask them to get together and study. Be happy to do that. That's a good way to be involved, isn't it? And you might just make a big difference in the lives of others and help the church grow at the same time. Another good way that you and I can be involved, number 12. Did you know there are so many ways you could be involved? You could be involved by practicing some old-fashioned hospitality. We're taught in Hebrews 13:2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. That's an extension of brotherly love, Hebrews 13:1. And Paul told the Romans in Romans 12:13, remember the words? Be given to hospitality. Peter penned in 1 Peter 4:9, use hospitality one to another without grudging. You remember the hospitality story of Abraham and Sarah who made cakes upon the hearth, dressed a calf tender and good, took butter and milk, and set it before their guest in Genesis 18? How about doing some of that today? You probably wouldn't have to dress a calf or make butter or milk, but things have been made convenient that we might do that, right? Things are a lot more convenient today than they used to be. And I reckon they could have made a lot of excuses for not doing that, but they didn't. And we must not be forgetful to entertain. It's a good way to be involved, isn't it? Good way to get to know people, to encourage people, and to create that closeness and that care and concern that's so vital to a growing church. Another good way to be involved is by helping to restore the erring. We talked about that this morning, didn't we? As we talked about the danger of congregational drift away from practicing Bible discipline. We don't want to drift. And so we need to be alive to what Paul said in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1 when he wrote, brethren, if a man be overtaken in any fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. That's something you can do. You might think of those who need to be restored and do what you can to let them know you're concerned about them, you're interested in them. I'll tell you another way you can be involved. Number 14. 14 ways you can be involved if you'd like to be. You could teach a Bible class. We have good classes here, don't we? Very, very good. And it takes teachers to teach those classes. Teachers are rotated each quarter. That way it's not so much for one person. Get a little break. You need time to be taught too, right? And we're blessed with many who are willing and able to step up and teach. Why not help teach one of these classes? You know, 2 Timothy 2:2 says, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to do what? Teach others also. In Hebrews 5 and 12, remember what Hebrews 5:12 says? For when for the time ye ought to be teachers. Evidently, there's a time after I become a Christian when the Lord expects me to be able to teach the truth to somebody else. These people hadn't grown to that point. He said they had need that one teach them again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And so teaching is a characteristic of one who's mature, one who's grown And we'd like to encourage you to do that. Maybe you've not taught a Bible class. How about working toward that? Maybe start by helping somebody. Maybe taking one class, sitting in with somebody, and preparing one lesson to start with. Teach a Bible class. Lots of good ways to be involved. Remember, Paul said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. And how he talked to the Ephesians in chapter 4 and verse 16 about the effectual working in the measure of every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We want to see things increase, right? Would you like to see the church increase and grow? What is it that causes that? What is it that promotes that? It's when we do our part. It's when we're involved, right? If you'd like to see this church grow and increase, look for ways that you can be involved. And what a blessing it is that we can be involved in the church, the Lord's church. The church that he built, Matthew 16:18. The church over which he is head, Colossians 1:18. The church that he purchased with his own blood, Acts 20:28. The church that one day he'll return and deliver up to God, 1 Corinthians 15:24. And to think that I can be involved in it. You know, there's some who put us to shame, aren't there? Folks that are involved in denominational churches that will not be delivered up but will be rooted up, that had their origination with men who are not blood-bought, and they're folks who don't miss a single service and are dedicated and involved actively in all kinds of things. And they're those who claim to be members of the Lord's body who just kind of drop in and out as if it's some kind of a religious convenience center, and are not involved in any way. That's sad. There's no excuse for that, is there? And so God help us to recognize the value of the church and to be members of it, to be involved, dedicated, faithful members to help the church to grow and be what God would have it to be. Maybe you've not yet become a member and you'd like to do that. We stand ready to help you. To become a member the same way that folks did in Bible days, as they heard the word of God, believed it, and obeyed it, in repenting of their sins, confessing their faith, and being baptized. Maybe you've become a member, but you've not been involved as you need to be. You can work on that. And I'd like to challenge you to do that. To think about these ways of being involved and to be involved as much as you can to help the church grow. If you need to straighten some things out, now's a good time to take care of that. As together we stand and sing, we invite you.